Almost every single question that a Christian can have can be answered in the Bible. I'm not talking about questions like, why is the sky blue, or why didn't my hair cooperate this morning? I'm talking about questions like, how do I defend my faith, or how do I show my friend the Bible? One question that I've been studying this weekend is, how do I resist temptation? In the first 11 verses of Matthew chapter 4, Jesus gives us a perfect example of this. Not a lot of people realize this, but Jesus was tempted right after his baptism. The reason not a lot of people think this is because there's a chapter break right in between the two events in Matthew. Chronologically, this event occurred in Jesus' first year of ministry, when he was first started teaching. After his baptism, Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. When Satan first came, he showed Jesus some stones and said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. Imagine this. You haven't eaten in 40 days, which means you haven't eaten since the very end of April. Which is the longest I went was about a day, and that's because I was sick and couldn't eat anything, and then the next day I ate everything in the pantry. The reason this was a temptation for Jesus was because Satan was telling him to use his power for selfish reasons. Jesus, however, responded by quoting Deuteronomy 8:3, which says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Instead of falling into temptation, he just used scripture against the devil. Satan tempted him a second time at the top of the temple and told Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down." Jesus responded by quoting Deuteronomy 6:16, which says, "You shall not tempt the Lord your God." Finally, Jesus was tempted a third time. Satan showed him on a high mountaintop. Satan showed him the kingdoms of the world and said that he would give them to Jesus if he would bow down to him. The reason this was a temptation was because Satan was saying that Jesus could have the kings of the world without having to die on the cross. Jesus reacted by saying, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Whenever Jesus was tempted, he responded with scripture. Luke chapter 4, verse 13 says that Satan departed until an opportune time, which implies that he intended to return. But why would God put this in the Bible? Why would this have any significance? In Matthew 4, it says that the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness after his baptism, which implies that this was in God's plan. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." The verse before this one said that Jesus was our high priest. For the Jews, the high priest was the person who went to God and spoke for the people, or was there on behalf of the people. As stated in the previous verse, Jesus is our high priest, and to become that, he had to be tempted. Another thing that makes this event significant is that it showed us how to resist temptation. Jesus shows us how by quoting scripture every time the devil tempted him. Another application we can take from this passage is to not take scripture out of context. In Matthew's account, Satan quotes Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12, which reads, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." This verse is saying, yes, God will protect us, but that doesn't mean he won't let anything bad happen to you. Many people today also take verses out of context. One frequent example is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, which says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Many people say that since this verse doesn't say you have to be baptized, you don't have to. But the verse has to be taken in the context of the Bible, which says you do. The last application is that we will be tempted, but we can resist it. We know we're going to be tempted because it says it quite frequently, as in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, and James chapter 1, verse 14. But if we use scripture, we can resist it, as it says in James chapter 4, verse 7, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you."